News, I'm Ben Thomas. We're learning more about the incident at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, in which the Secret Service shot and killed an armed man who entered the grounds. Julie Walker has the latest.
Austin Tucker Martin, who authorities say entered President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort with a shotgun before he was shot and killed Sunday, worked as a golf course groundskeeper in North Carolina. His cousin Braden Fields defends him to the AP.
We're big Trump supporters. All of us. Everybody.
But admits his 21-year-old cousin kept his politics to himself. Still, he says,
I wouldn't believe that he would do something like this. It's kind of, it's mind-blowing.
Authorities say Martin walked through a gate at Mar-a-Lago in Florida and raised a shotgun when confronted by law enforcement, who opened fire, killing him. Trump, who often spends weekends at Mar-a-Lago, was at the White House at the time of the shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has permanently barred the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on his investigation into President Trump's hoarding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Massive snowstorms pummeling the northeastern U.S. Millions have been forced to stay home amid strong wind and blizzard warnings, transportation shutdowns, and school and business closures. Officials have declared emergencies from Delaware to Massachusetts. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani.
This has been a full-force winter weather response operation, with 2,600 sanitation workers deployed on every 12-hour shift and over 2,300 plows, including 700 salt spreaders mobilized citywide. In addition, DSNY has employed 575 emergency snow shovelers across our city last night, with more than 800 shovelers on the morning shift.
In Mexico, heavily armed security forces are still battling cartel gunmen after the killing of the notorious leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Authorities say more than 70 people died in the weekend attempt to capture him. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after President Trump ramped up his latest tariffs. Investors continued to unload companies that could be losers in the artificial intelligence revolution. The S&P 500 fell 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 821 points. That's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.1%. Cybersecurity and software stocks had some of the biggest losses as investors worried that AI-powered rivals could undercut their profits. CrowdStrike lost about 10%. The dollar's value edged lower against other currencies, while gold continued to rise as Trump's latest tax levies on imports caused more uncertainty about global trade. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump's new 15% global tariff could last 150 days unless Congress extends it. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.